Whispering Sweet Nothings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Whispering Sweet Nothings. It's an interesting concept when you think about whispering sweet nothings. It's an interesting concept when you think about what it really means and how often we do that. How often we whisper sweet nothings to each other and to ourselves. And what does it really mean when we do that? When a husband comes in from a very long, busy day and it's a little past supper time and supper is gone and come and gone, and his wife is sitting in the living room. She's listening to music and reading and relaxing. And he comes in the front door. He doesn't say anything. He quietly hangs up his coat. And he comes over and sits next to his wife and takes her head gently in his hands and tilts his head toward hers. And he doesn't kiss her on the lips, but he reaches her head and inclines it toward his shoulder, and he kisses her on the neck. A gentle, loving, tender kiss. A kiss as though a butterfly had just landed and take it off again. And his wife allows her head to remain on his shoulder. And then he begins to let her know just how much he loves her. And he says, you smell good. Oh my goodness, you smell so good. Oh, you smell so good. It's such a wonderful thing to have my nose on your neck like this. It just, oh, I just drink in the fragrance of your beauty and your wonder. Oh, you're so great. And then he sort of takes his tongue and tickles her ear, and he says, your ear. Nothing could be formed more beautiful. I have never seen a flower as lovely as your ear. I have never seen a flower as beautiful as your ear. Ooh, it smells so good. Ooh, when I let my nose wiggle around your ear, it just feels so gentle and so fantastic and so amazingly wonderful. And sort of in the process now, he's slipping his arm around her shoulder, and she continues resting her head on his shoulder, and he holds her gently in his arms and says, you know, all of my work all day long has been rewarding and exciting and good, and I enjoy my job. But the time of day I enjoy the most is when I can come home and whisper sweet nothings in your ear and tell you how much I treasure you, how much you make my life feel just so good, it's so wonderful, how much I love you. And she doesn't say a word. She just sits there and soaks it up. And as he is snuggling her in his arms, with her head still on his shoulder, he tells her all the sweet nothings that he has held in his heart waiting to share with her throughout the day. You know, sweetheart, every time I think of you getting in the car, I think an angel has come to sit in our car. And I see you mentally sitting in the car, doing your shopping, going for the groceries, going to visit the dentist or whomever. and I see an angel driving. So lovingly, no rush, always starting out early enough so you can gently move along. And as you pass our house, pulling out the driveway, our house is surrounded by your pure white light of love. And then I visualize you driving down the street, and as you drive by, all the gardens, all the houses that have had flowers in front of them now burst into bloom because you're driving by. And they sparkle with their many colors and their many fragrances. And people, they're walking along and they say, "What's going on here?" And they look up into the sky and they look around. They don't think to look in your car and see the big smile on your face. But they don't realize that it's you. But I do. I realize that you are the most beautiful being that I have ever encountered in my life. I'm so happy that you let me share your life with you, and that you let me share my life with you. You are so fantastic. You are so glorious. You are so wonderful. You know, sweetheart, as I went into the office this morning and had my first cup of coffee, I went to my desk and I sat there for a moment and I looked at the picture of our family. And there are you and I and the kids and the dog and the cat. We're all spread out on the front lawn. Remember? Fred, our neighbor, came over and he said, "Hey, let me take a picture of you guys." And he pulled out his camera and he took this beautiful picture. And then he made some prints for us. And the picture had us in all a relaxed, happy mode. And we were just so joyous. And sweetheart, whenever I look at the picture of you and the kids and me, I think, what a joyful family we are. What a beloved family we are. What a bunch of angels we are. Me too, I'm an angel too, sweetheart. And she sort of snickered as he said that, because that's the way she always saw him too. And he continued to whisper sweet nothings into her ear. He continued to whisper sweet nothings about her. And she continued to be enraptured by the gentleness, by the lovingness, by the caringness, by the absolute importance of the unimportant things that he was sharing with her. Have you ever said sweet nothings to someone that you delight in or care in or don't really even know, but you see someone who does something nice and you say, "Hey, that's cool. That's certainly a sweet nothing, isn't it? But how wonderful it is." Or when someone does a job and you walk by and you see it done and you say, "My goodness sakes, you certainly know how to make things beautiful, don't you?" And as you say that, the person turns to you and looks at you with a big smile on their face and just doesn't say anything, is speechless, but delighted beyond measure because you said a sweet nothing and it had the impact of the most marvelous statement in life. Every moment of our life, if we will take the time to say sweet nothings, we will find they are the greatest somethings that we could have ever said. Share your sweet nothing with someone you love today. It doesn't have to be a husband and wife, or father and son, or daughter and mother and whatever, or even your pet. I get a kick out of Mattia, he sits down on the floor, and he's down on his all fours, and he's looking at Rex. And Rex is across the room a little bit, and Rex is lying there with his legs akimbo. And so Mattia puts his legs that way. And then he looks at Rex, and he doesn't say anything. He's sort of a retrospective boy. And Rex looks at him and gently lifts his tail, thump, thump, thump. Not real quick, not real eager, just, "I know what you're saying. You're a nice guy. Thank you for looking at me. Thank you for copying the way I'm laying on the floor. You're a nice guy. Thank you." And you see, the vibrations between the two are one. And they're saying sweet nothings to each other in the language of thought. And true, you and I, we can say sweet nothings to all the world, or to anyone, or to anything, by the language of love, by the silence, by the language of silence, our quiet, introspective thought transverses miles, transverses continents, transverses universes. We are there now, and how wonderful it is. Have a lovely day, and remember, any sweet nothing you give away never leaves, but bounds back upon you 100-fold. I love you. That's a sweet nothing. I love you. That's a sweet something. I love you. And I mean that.